Now, I understand that from your website, you've put on a you've got a very specific basis of unity, a series of statements around how you are organizing in these policies. Now, I know that, and this basis of unity is very specific. Do people have to be completely anti-capitalist to attend Take the Capitol?
I'm not asking people to sign a paper, you know, saying, you know, I'm an anti-capitalist, I'll come. But it's the idea of organizing under a banner, under a basis of unity that a lot of people who did come and took an active part in organizing believe in. You know, people are anti-capitalist, anti-imperialism, and don't like what the capitalists are doing to this world. And I think it's good for people who come to challenge themselves and to think, what does it mean to be an anti-capitalist? What does it mean to be a capitalist? Where do I stand? To challenge and think and question. And I think that's all we can ask someone who comes. Like, we're not saying you have to be this or you have to be that, but really challenge that. Like, think within your situation, your context of where you're living, and where you see yourself in the terms of capitalism.
Mm-hmm. And do you have information available to people to provide for them, you know, that does, I guess, give a little bit more detail in terms of a challenge to capitalism, I guess, in a historical explanation of, you know, of what capitalism is, and you know, I guess, you know, what it means for most of the people on the planet. There's a very small few who benefit from it. Because I know that this information is not easy to find, you know, critiques of capitalism, you know, they're sort of hallowed books on the left, you know, that fall into the Marx and Lenin's, but more, I guess, of a sort of, I get a sense that the Take the Capitol project doesn't kind of lean towards those critiques necessarily.
Yeah, kind of in the sense of, like, what... I'll try and answer the first question, kind of like what we are doing to help and talk about anti-capitalism, and if people coming, like what they can expect. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, you know, we don't have a book, Anti-Capitalism 101, but there will, you know, there will be pamphlets, and there is going to be a conference happening in Ottawa. We are focusing it on for people in the Ottawa community, but anyone's welcome to come and attend. And it is the G8 breaking it down, and many different parts of it are breaking down capitalism. There's one section on it called Economic Growth, Death by Capitalism, like really showing the clear links between the struggles, the deaths, the massacres, and things that have happened historically in many different countries and struggles and situations because of capitalism. So that's a really good way of having that. And as well as Take the Capitol and this whole consulta process that's been happening within the northeast region of Quebec, Ontario, and the northern states, is people have been talking about that question, you know, talking about, okay, how do we continue this debate about capitalism? How do we talk to people and in communities and cities, and how do we talk about capitalism and in what context? So there's been an idea to have many different teach-ins and conferences throughout the year following Take the Capitol, so people can, in different communities, can debate that and talk about it and hear definitions and hear descriptions of what capitalism is and what its effects are. Mm-hmm. And so the one is starting on June 15th and 16th in Ottawa. I know that in October, I think there's one being planned for Montreal or something around that being planned for Montreal. And then I know after that there's going to be one planned in Guelph. So trying to make a whole span of the northeast region.
And there should be one in July, if I'm not mistaken, here in Toronto.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't have the information to hand, so I'm not even going to attempt to describe it because I'll butcher it. Okay, so that should be, I mean, that provides people with a whole host of opportunities. Mm-hmm. to go and hear people talk about this and to actually ask questions, as opposed to solely just getting that kind of one-way direct information from a book or maybe mm-hmm. from, you know, something like a radio show or something like that. Something that is very important for, you know, a lot of our listeners who, you know, in a lot of ways are considerably at risk. You know, a lot of the listeners for CHRY are people of color, are immigrants, people who have dependents, who are poor, working class. One of the things that, you know, modern protests, the mainstream media kind of highlights is the reputation of police violence. You know, they have a reputation, they got a bad rep. Mm-hmm. Of police violence. What can people expect if they attend?
I can never say what to expect from the police because, as you said, they are horrendous, and you never know what they are going to do.
Have they started putting out their standard press releases? From what I understand, you know, doing the press conferences, going, "Well, we've discovered this." Blah blah blah.
Not as of yet. We are a month and a half away, so I'm sure that's coming really soon. I think there have been a bit of efforts in the community, probably, to be talking about it. I know from what we're doing is we're really trying to build together, as I mentioned earlier, with different people who are working on different issues within the auto community, and people have come to the table, a table, like not our table, but come to a table to talk about, you know, what does, okay, we're saying we're doing this under a diversity of tactics. Now, this is showing solidarity with a full scope of resistance in our communities. So what does this mean to you? You know, and talking to people about if they're in a march, of what they're going to be needing, right? And respecting that and trying to make it a space for people to come to feel comfortable and to understand the full scope of resistance, that, you know, not everybody can be sitting on a street and saying, yes, I'll get arrested right now, you know, because there's lots of different things behind each person. Each person has a story. Each person has a different life situation. So really working with different groups and talking it through. And that's the stage people are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are helping to organize the main march that day are talking to people in, like, just a couple weeks ago, there was a meeting with the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights groups in Montreal and Ottawa, and that's just the start of these conversations, you know, but people were talking to them and saying, okay, you know, what do you need? So they were saying, like, what they usually do for their marches and really learning from each other and skill sharing in that way.
Mm-hmm. I know that in terms of tactics, a lot of anarchists specifically are very brave and take it upon themselves to actually engage in a lot of really direct action, you know, that's very amped up in terms of you know, confrontations with the violent arms of the state. Has there been any kind of, do you think that it's possible to have, you know, an organizing that says that, all right, you know, these tactics specifically, you know, we're going to deploy strategically in one area, you know, to try and, you know, draw fire maybe away from people who are more considerably at risk? I know that it's impossible to establish safe mm-hmm. spaces or green zones, mm-hmm. you know, but in terms of these kind of tactics, has there been discussions around that? And if so, do you think that this is something that would be successful?
Well, I think it's important to be trying and to be, you know, working within a different idea and trying to really challenge how people have been organizing on the street. I know one of the ideas was to come up that there has been a large critique of having different zones, right? Because how can you zone off a city when the cops are zoning it off and they're the ones that are showing the violence? I know there has been talk, and I think this is going into action, of different actions that people are coming up and saying they're interested in doing, and knowing in that part of the city, right there, people are going to be, you know, doing a sit-in. Or in this part, people, you know, might be doing something else.
Right.
And just trying to make the communications there. And I think it's really important for the No One Is Illegal march that there is going to be a lot of communication around how that march is going.
Okay.
On the first day of action, it's going to be a snake march, the June 26th action. And so that's a march that doesn't necessarily have an ending point. You know, mm-hmm. it ends when people think it's done.
Is there going to be just one? Because earlier, from what I understood, there were going to be two on that day.
Yeah, there's going to be two marches on that day. But snake marches, and what leads from there is autonomous actions, right? And people taking the snake march where they want to take it. The No One Is Illegal march is going to have clear and defined framework. You know, it does have a starting point, and I think it will have an ending point. I forget where that ending point is right now. And mm-hmm. I'm just trying to talk to different people about, you know, that is what this space is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we are trying to make this a safe space. Of course, when you're on the street and there's cops around, you can never say, you know, how safe space will be. But when you take it, you know, like, people are really working on that effort, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited about the No One Is Illegal march. I was recently at a conference, the anti-war conference in Montreal this weekend, and there was a lot of talk about it, and a lot of talk from different people of talking about, you know, really questioning the ideas of borders and really questioning the ideas of citizenship, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just questioning the very basis of this. And it was really great hearing a lot of things, and it seems mm-hmm. that it's a really great way to be tying different struggles together.
Yeah, that was the conference was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just not even really a question, but just in terms of my experiences of the last time there was a snake march in Toronto, the police managed to have very good organizing they organized themselves pretty well to deal with it, in terms of surrounding the starting point and then forcing people to stay on the sidewalk, and then they chose the route that the snake march was allowed to take. So beware, they're starting to cotton on to our tactics.
Yeah, definitely. And I think people who have been organizing for it are, there are people who some people who had been in Montreal and, saw that the police didn't even let people leave a march. People weren't even allowed to start walking,
Yeah.
And so I think people are taking in mind that. And it's a really neat thing, too, of meeting people in different cities, And so you can hear that story and hear, okay, now this didn't work. How can we change that to make, to try to outsmart? But, we'll see what we can do. We will have communication teams out as well of people who will know what routes are open and what aren't, and really trying to make it work.
Good. Okay. So how can our listeners get involved? How can they get more information?
Okay. Well, first of all, we do have a website that is www.TakeTheCapitalAllOneWorld.net, and it does have our bases of unity, and pretty soon it's going to be having up a lot of logistical things of what we have been working on in Ottawa and different ways if people are interested in volunteering and helping out in any different way. There will be different links for people to see what we've been doing and what kind of help we do need. We are having the consulta on May 25th in Ottawa, and we do have a phone number. Unfortunately, I don't have it. Oh, I think I do have it. Here we go. We have a phone number. It is 613-788-3310, and understand that not everybody has internet access, so we do have the phone number. I'll repeat the number again. It's 613-788-3310, and you can leave a message, and a general message about Take the Capital, if you're interested in coming, many different things, and someone will be able to call you back.
Do you think that that anybody will be able to put out like any kind of print material or radio PSAs to let people know what's going on?
Yeah, I think there is people working on communications, and there's definitely many different pamphlets that are starting. I'm part of a labor outreach group that is starting just to communicate with many different locals and talking to people who are doing grassroots work in unions. And we have different pamphlets and letters, and yeah, we can work things out. So if you are interested in getting more information, you can call that number, or you can check the website and email us or call us and ask for that material.
Well, maybe after off mic, you can give me more information about doing that, and we can maybe set something up from here.
Great.
And here's another question. Just lastly, then, I know that there was a call put out for people to act regionally, to take their capitals, and this was something that was tied to the People's
Global Action.
Yeah, Global Action, the PGA. What can people do locally? I know that some people may not necessarily be able to get up to Ottawa. Is there stuff that we can do to get ready to take the capital in our own communities?
Yeah, I think there's many things people can do, and I think a lot of people probably are fighting every day, to maintain community space. One example that I really like to give is I grew up in Kitchener area, and recently when I was on the caravan, I went back to Kitchener, and downtown Kitchener has often been a really vibrant downtown, lots of people hanging out, many different types of food stores and just a community. And I came back, and I was walking downtown, and all these stores were closed up, and there was signs that said the urban evolution, talking about trying to change the downtown, and they want to make this nice market. And then I walked further, and there was this, really fancy theater in downtown Kitchener, and I'm like, wow, they're taking this away from people, and making it for rich people, and just really, I think people are doing a lot in their communities and continue, that's a struggle, like fighting for your downtown or fighting for your neighborhood or many different things, look at the work that OCAP's doing. Yeah, I think people are fighting and to continue that, and I also know in there is an action planned in Toronto. From what I've heard, I don't have the exact coordinations of what's going on, but I know Mob for Glob has been talking about having an anti-G8 demonstration of sorts. I know in Kitchener people are organizing in a local way. And there's also something that is interesting that's happening out of Kingston, that some people are organizing a traveling road blockade.
Oh, the caravan.
The caravan, yeah.
Right. That was very successful on the 16th.
Yeah. And this is a way where people who, if you're living in a smaller community or smaller, you know, town or something and may not be able to come up to Ottawa, but might live near the 401 and have a car, you know, a couple of people can go and join in. And as they say, like, block the corridors of trade.